And it's that time of the week where we go to the editor-in-chief of the North Bay Business Journal, Brad Bollinger. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure having you on. One event that I guess took place fairly recently was the 2019 North Coast Specialty Food and Beverage Industry Conference. Was the first item on the agenda is how to make that name shorter?
Yeah. Well, you know, as I pointed out at the conference, when we dropped the word specialty, then we know we've arrived. You know, I like to say in this movement toward natural and organic foods and products, for that matter, we're like in the second inning. You see the big food companies, all of them, for the most part, struggling, you know, shedding brands and what have you, and coming up behind them are things like Amy's Kitchen and Revive Kombucha and traditional medicinals, and I could keep going, Alvarado Street Bakery, Custo. You know, all of these companies have a lot of growth in them to come, and that was kind of one of the themes of the conference.
Has there been kind of a slow turn, though, in some areas of the food industry?
Well, you know, we had actually Will Rosenzweig, who was our keynote. He is one of the, from UC Berkeley, he's one of the leading thinkers in this area. And one of the things he said was that we have to, he doesn't like the word consumer because it has, you know, just implies that you just like consume things. He likes the word we're all eaters. And that kind of stayed with us throughout the conference and is kind of a nice way of thinking about this issue as opposed to, you know, just consuming, which, by the way, food production is one of the, I think it's maybe the largest contributor to climate change. So, you know, lots of new ways of thinking about these things. He says your plate is going to flip from a big piece of meat, let's say, to a small piece of meat and a lot of vegetables. So, you know, it's all good things that are going on.
You're sounding like my doctor with that last statement.
Yeah, well, as they all say, you know, you're in great shape, but you just lose about 10 pounds, you know.
Is it easier for some of these companies to adjust just compared to others?
Well, a lot of the major food producers are adjusting by buying small organic and natural foods producers. One of them was at our conference, Bear Snacks, which is, you look at the ingredients, and it's apples and maybe a little cinnamon, and that's it. It's natural sugars and everything natural. And PepsiCo purchased this company here a while back. So that's one of the ways they're moving into this space, which is just buying, you know, small companies. Now, here on the North Coast, I think it's such a great, unusual, interesting place. One of the startups there was Hip Chick Farms, Serafina Palandek, and when she started, you know, making these healthy, you know, chicken nuggets, she had no idea what she was into, so she cold called a major food producer trying to find out how to get refrigeration, and she somehow got referred to the VP of operations, and, you know, that's part of who we are. We all want to help each other, and we want to stay true to our principles and values of being small, you know, organic, close to the earth food producers. That was a long answer to your question.
Well, Hip Chick, we've had them before. It's actually pretty good food. So
yeah,
on that one. There's also been some recent news just with the housing market kind of slowing down a bit, but there are some good news in that area with Healdsburg, approving the Mill District for housing and retail.
Yeah, you know, it seems like a little bit of it's like Werner Park and the, you know, the remaking of the State Farm site with a $400 million development and hundreds of homes and retail and a hotel and theater and a whole sort of district, which is our lead story in our print edition today. Now Healdsburg, you know, comes up with a 200-unit development in the Mill area, which you see as you're driving into town from 101. Fantastic, you know, we're getting some things done on the housing front. So it's, and every city and town has to do its part. Roner Park certainly doing it. Now you see Healdsburg stepping up, and they have a real issue in Healdsburg with housing for, you know, the people that work there in the restaurants and hospitality and what have you. So let's hope that this takes some of that pressure off.
There's not a lot of pressure from the locals to keep Healdsburg kind of green and kind of small town, though, is there?
Well, yes, I think that's still a factor, but the fact is Healdsburg has been transformed over the last 20 years. It's now a tourist attraction of major consequence, and you still want to keep your community. Everyone from the vacation home owner to, you know, the person that is working, you know, in the back of the house at the you know, 4-star restaurant. So that's what differentiates Sonoma County from a lot of areas that we want to have it all. We want to have a place for everyone.
That's certainly the case, Brad. Thank you as always for checking in with us on every Monday morning.
Okay, Daniel, have a good week.
That is Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal.